Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Most important people in our lives are our parents. This is why our parents deserve the highest level of respect and obedience. This is why we find a lot of emphasis which has been laid upon this aspect of our lives. Respecting parents is not only a moral obligation which every community and every society upholds, but also it is a very big part of our deen. We find many incidents in the ahadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to the Sahaba, and when they inquired about the status of parents or the status of certain good deeds, he would immediately bring up obedience to the parents. Let us look at a few virtues of looking after our parents. First and foremost, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, speaking to Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding a certain practice, he asked him that, are your parents alive? So he replied that, yes, they are. So he said that, serve them and hold on to them, because under their feet lies Jannah. And according to another narration, which is very similar in the same incident, we find that he asked him about his mother and he said, Jannah lies under the feet of your mother. In another hadith we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness is in the happiness of your father, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sadness, wrath, is in the wrath, anger of your father. So these two ahadith are very simple examples of how important it is for us to look after our parents and keep them happy, and at all times ensure that we serve them to the best of our ability. On one occasion, for us to understand that how bad it is to disobey our parents and not to look after them, we find once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, disgraced be that person. So Sahaba asked that, who should be disgraced? What is it? So he replied that, that person who finds his parents in old age, one or both of them in old age, and after finding them in old age, he does not use them, he does not serve them, he does not utilize the opportunity to serve them and thereby go into Jannah. So we find two things here. One is, a person who wastes that opportunity, he has the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the baddua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the other hand, there is another positive, that if we serve our parents and we look after them, whether they are in old age or whether they are still young, if we look after them, we try to give service to them, then inshallah this will become a practice which will lead us into Jannah. Now let us look at two more benefits. One benefit is that in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever wishes that his life becomes long, so whoever wishes for a long life, and he wishes that his sustenance increases, so he has good amount of wealth, good amount of food, from a worldly point of view, comfortable, so a nice long life in a very comfortable manner, then what should he do? One of the things he should do is give service to his parents and be obedient to his parents. Now let us look at one hadith which will show us how special our parents are in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That obedient child who looks at the parents with love, at the mom, at the dad, at both of them, then in return for this one glance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward of one hajj, one accepted hajj. So Sahaba inquired that, what if he looks at his parents 100 times in a day like this? He looks at them with love 100 times during the day. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed this will give him the reward of 100 hajj. Now let us look at some harms of not being obedient to our parents. One of them is an incident of one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was on his final moments. He was passing away. And whilst passing away, the kalima, la ilaha illallah, was not coming onto his tongue. People were trying to make him pray. He just was not able to read it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived. And then the incident is a little long, but they found that the reason he was not able to read was because his mother was upset with him. And then they called the mother, and after the mother forgave him, that is when he was able to read the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that is how important it is. In some narrations we find that a person will not be able to enter into Jannah if he is disobedient to his parents. So obedience to parents is extremely important, and we need to give due rights to this. And as far as we are concerned, if we are obedient to our parents, then when we grow older, then, and we have our own children, then in the hadith we find that our children will treat us the same way we treated our parents. So in this blessed month of Ramadan, those of us who have not been very kind, been very obedient to our parents, this is not just for the children, even those adults whose parents are alive, we need to make amends, and we need to make our parents happy. And those whose parents have passed away, we need to make them happy by doing Isal al-Thawab. And this means sending reward for them, and also keeping good relationships with their family and their friends. Inshallah, we'll continue with lesson of the day tomorrow. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.